Hello, Miss 5 Minutes of the Prophetess. The Finished Work of Christ, episode 99. I love it when I come to such numbers. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1 is a fundamental scripture. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, and I always pause here and say, you have not believed in vain. For I delivered unto you that which I also received. First of all, how that Christ died. And that's what we're looking at. The first of all of the gospel priority there, how that Christ died. If you want to understand the gospel, this is where it begins. Oh, wonderful. So we're now in Luke chapter 23, and we're looking at the physical events that happened in his death. And we'll go back into that which the eye cannot see. And so Luke 23, and now in verse 42, then one of the thieves said to Jesus, said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. So I just spoke about the kingdom in the previous episode. Then 43 says, and Jesus said unto him, Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And I know that a lot of confusion has come over this one sentence. Somebody said, today means that, you know, Jesus was saying that I am going to paradise. And when I go, I'm going with you. Then some people say, okay, no, you know, put a comma by today. So that means that he said today, took a breath, and then the next thing. So he said, today I'm talking to you, but listen to me. I will not be in paradise with you. I'll be somewhere else, but you can go and wait for me in paradise. So it's like two meanings to one sentence, but I just want us to know, whether you put a comma there or not, there are some things that we know from God's word, that Jesus did not go into paradise. He went to where he went, he was going to suffer for you and I. Remember what we read when we said that even though Jesus was given, when he said I thirst, he was given what? Wine to drink. He didn't drink. And I said, why didn't he drink it? Because it was mixed with gall. And gall is a sort of poison. So Jesus, why didn't Jesus take the poison? Because that would have been, kill me quick. But he intentionally came to suffer for you. That is the intention of the cross. Or that it was to make him suffer agony for you. So that you will not agonize in life. Jesus came and agonized for you so that you will not agonize in life. That's what he came to do for you. So if you're agonizing in life, there is something wrong somewhere. Please come back to it and pick this scripture and say, no. I'm not going to allow myself to go through what I'm going through, because Christ has already gone through this agony for me. Oh, hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me? Oh, this is the way to live. So I'm saying that. So when Jesus died, he went to where the dead, and the dead laden with sin will go, because he was going to take your place. He was going to take your place. So he did not go into paradise where he was going to rejoice and be happy. Anyway, they say paradise and Sheol, which is the place of the dead, and it's the same place, but it says that it's divided into two. And nobody can cross over. Remember what happened to the rich man and Lazarus. How he was saying, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to dip his finger into water to come and cool my tongue, because I'm tormented here. And what did he respond? He said, no, nobody can go from hence to thence to hence. It cannot happen, because there's a great gulf fixed. So there is a gulf between the two of us. So he was being tormented, but he could also see people were enjoying and having a feast, and he was wondering what's happening here. So did Jesus go to have a feast? No. Jesus did not. He went to the place of suffering. So that we've already read that. Of necessity, he said to them, foolish, how can you be so foolish? Don't you know that of necessity, Christ needed to suffer? So he went to a place, the place to suffer for you. So when he said, today you'll be with me in paradise, it means that I am going to paradise with you. We are going to the same place, but there is a division there. There is a one portion that is full of suffering and that portion that is full of rest. And Jesus did not go to the place of rest. He went to the place of suffering. So please don't be confused about this. He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Amen. That today is true. We'll be going to, we are all going to die. But you will not be where I am. I'm going to take your place. I'm going to take your place. And therefore you can go to the place of paradise where is rest. Where is it is Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom. We can go to Abraham's bosom, paradise. And then I'm taking your place in Sheol. I'm taking your place in hell. Wow. This is so beautiful. Thank you, Jesus, what you've done for us. We appreciate it. I want to walk in it. It will not be in vain. No, it will never be. It must manifest in my life that I am enjoying what you have done for me. You are so blessed. Bye.